Hi, welcome to the Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. I'm not Steph. Steph is out again this week. I'm Madeline, filling in for our fearless leader. Today is chat 3 of 7 about Spiritfarer. This game was released in August of 2020, developed and published by Thunder Lotus Games. It is available on Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and Steam. Summary of the game. Spiritfarer is a cozy management game about dying. As fairy master to the deceased, build a boat to explore the world, care for your spirit friends, and guide them across mythical seas to finally release them into the afterlife. What will you leave behind? Every week we like to have an intro question to help our listeners get to know our podcasters a little bit better, and because it's a fun opener. So today, our question is, what in real life skill, craft, resource would your spirit want to teach the spirit fairer about?
All right, starting at the top, this is Franco.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one because it's a skill I wanted to have, you know, just curious about, and it fits with the game, is how to use a sextant. Yeah, it's a very, very curious device, and I'm always curious about how to use it. In fact, one of my buddies used to sail. He was from Ireland, and he used to sail a lot, and I bought him a sextant.
Wow.
Just as a birthday present, or Christmas present. Mm-hmm. So, but I never knew, really, how to use it.
That's like the difficult, I don't know. I always think about the, like, in the old pirate books that I read growing up, and then you have to be completely still and take the position of the sun, and then however far down this went, then that would tell you something. It's a lot. A lot goes into using them, if I'm even thinking of the right thing.
Yep.
It kind of looks like
a triangle.
A weird yeah, with a curve on it, yeah.
Yep, with multi lenses and all that.
Ugh, wild. Well, that would be a very good skill for a spirit fair. We'll have Kevin go next.
So the skill that our spirit would teach?
Yeah.
Or, this is Kevin. I guess maybe like art lessons, like how to draw or something. I don't know. Because I used to draw a lot more, as much recently, but I feel like that's what my spirit would do.
That'd be a good one, and then they could like make paintings to decorate different
yeah.
spirits' apartments or sell them.
Yeah.
Even. So that'd be cool. This is Madeline. I crochet all the time. This is my like self-inflicted anxiety remedy is crocheting. So I would probably have a big room full of yarn if we could get some from the from the loom, which you don't really make yarn on a loom, but if we could get some from there, then I would teach our spirit fair how to crochet. And then, yeah, she could either have cloth or make clothes, whatever. Or like me, make 8 million wash rags and market bags to just have. Yeah. All right, so this week, going to be kind of formatted similar to last week. We're talking about the next, you know, the third set of 3 to 4 hours of gameplay for Spiritfarer. I kind of want to start out a little bit sad, maybe. Franco, did you get to say goodbye to anybody in your last playthrough?
Amazingly, no. Although, I will say, Gwen is in her room.
Okay.
And Summer just fell asleep for a long time.
Okay.
And I picked up Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Quick question. Is it one sheep per pen or two? I got two sheep, but one pen, and only one is in the pen.
Yeah, one sheep, one pen.
Yeah, I think it's just one and one.
Wow.
That's why you don't pick up more than two.
Or you just have a lot of pens.
All right, there'll be a little boat editing doing this week.
Okay. So no goodbyes. All right, then we'll keep pushing that off then to next week.
Franco's just going to have his whole entire boat filled with all the spirits and never not going to say goodbye to anybody. I wonder if it's actually possible to do that. Like how long you can put off saying goodbye to anyone.
You could probably do for a while. For most of them.
You have to treat them badly? Or?
I mean, if you fulfill all their quests, eventually you'll get a quest that basically says they'll be basically that they're ready to go.
Right.
Say goodbye. And then all of the other spirits that you have on the boat will come out and stand at the railing and watch as that spirit and you get on the boat and then sail off to the gate. It's actually really awesome just like as a form of respect, like even if they don't get along with that spirit or have anything in common with them, all of the spirits on your boat will come out and say, you know, see them off, basically. Right. It's really cool.
I think once you get like a certain amount, like it's only like a certain number of them because they just don't have the room on the street.
I don't know. Them all. If you keep collecting them.
Yeah, I have like maybe five or six. I have like five or six people on my boat at the moment. So like whenever I've had like a send off, there have been like one or two people that are like just staying in their room or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like just standing outside, but not like by the send off area.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally, I was drifting into Nebula waters and that it didn't have Alice yet. So that was confusing because the boat would kind of go like, or is that a different event happening? Because it still happened after I met the Nebula. That is our eclipses going on?
Oh, that's just the like environment. It's kind of like when it like, do you have a tool?
The frog?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of like when you drift into the thunderstorm area. It's essentially like that. Or like when you drift into like the weather area, it's just like a solar eclipse-y area.
Okay.
But like that, yeah. That's where like the Alice event ends up showing up. And I think there's one or two other
environments.
One or two other events that are also in the starry environment.
So did you get to do Alice's event?
Yeah, what is that? I'm not even sure what that thing was that came up with it.
The Nebula Pillbugs?
Ah, it's a pillbug, okay.
Or Roly Poly is what I always called him growing up.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Roly Poly!
Yeah. Yeah, they're about, they're not much more than a quarter inch, half inch big. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just roll into a little ball. Yeah. Finally, because I forget whose construction was waiting on that. I forget. I think maybe Alice's, no?
Somebody did need Nebula fiber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like how the loom, every material is different speed wise.
Yes. Yeah. It's it makes it a little bit more interesting depending on what you have on there. You know, it's gonna be this one will go really quick and this one I have to be slow, but I don't have much margin of error.
The loom so far is my favorite crafting thing because it just is so. It doesn't takes up like the least amount of animation time, mm-hmm. and it's just fast. Some materials just take a while, so it can be a little bit annoying when you're like, oh man, I can put this off for a while. You have to make like 50 things just to get rid of all of the base material.
The foundry, man, that could be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, working those pumps.
Oh man. It took me forever to figure out how to use this.
And then each material, I mean, I guess? I'm not sure. I haven't tried. You know, you can put more than one piece of coal in there, but I don't know if. I guess it might affect.
The coal is basically for like some later materials need like two pieces of coal to fire.
Oh, okay.
It'll let you fill it up to a certain amount, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like if you don't end up having enough coal, like you, it just won't pop up like the one thing that's like the temperature top and front or like max temperature, lowest temperature for whatever, that won't mm-hmm. pop up if you don't have enough.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So basically just put in like a piece of coal and if it doesn't work then add more.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the coal, that was interesting. I'm working that. Pretty interesting. Where did I can't even think of where I picked up the, I know I picked up the second upgrade for the drift.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm trying to think of where. Was that Mount Tagora or no? It helps on Mount Tagora, whatever that mountain is.
Mm-hmm. Let me see locations.
That was always that mountain. It was back and forth because it was like, do the sheep, and then mm-hmm. you got to do the meditation part for summer. Yeah. And then once you get the sheep and you get Alice on board, then Alice gives you the key for her house, and it's like, no, I got to go back to her house.
Yes.
Yeah, Alice has some fun stuff for her house.
Yeah, I gotta get. I got the wardrobe. Oh, the wardrobe. Yeah, the wardrobe. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
I'm still working on getting more outfits and stuff for it. some of them you're just like straight up given, but other ones come from just like getting different things and stuff.
Yeah, I built the wardrobe and I just walked away and then she said something as I walked away. I just kind of half heard it and then I realized, oh, and then it was in the quest thing to go back to the wardrobe and change your outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that was neat. I like that. That was like another add-on that was really nice.
Yep, it's a lot of fun. Just go ahead and change clothes.
And I got finally got the orchard going.
Yay.
That's only two slots, right? I just, not that I'm not.
Orchard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Upgrades don't like add slots or anything. They just kind of make things yield more.
Yeah.
Or grow faster, et cetera.
Yeah, I got way too much. Way too much. Although tea, if you sell the tea, it's the Francis. It's like 700. I was like, holy crap! And nobody's asked for tea yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would I give tea to?
Let's see. I don't know because
I feel like there's one spirit, but I'm not sure if you guys have it yet. But I think there's one that likes caffeine.
Well, that's Gwen likes coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gwen likes coffee, but...
Yeah.
One thing annoys me is you can't combine fruits with tea to make, like, orange tea
or apple tea or something.
Cool. But no, you can't.
That would be cool if you could, though.
It would be good.
Or even, yeah.
I think I gave Summer a lot of tea, even though it's not, like, a favorite for her. I think I gave her a lot of tea, just because she seemed very, like, a very tea kind of person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's I'm not sure. I think I'm starting to notice that it all depends, you know, what you give them. Amount wise also makes a difference. Like if you just give them a snack, that only holds them over for. Is that my imagination, or like if you give them a big meal?
Yeah, that's how it seemed whenever for me as well. That a snack would be a shorter amount of time until they would start to get hungry again, and a main dish or an entree would be longer.
Yeah, it's been fun with the food. Yeah, now I think I got a meat stew and a veggie stew finally kicked in. I think you have to. I think that's rice. Rice is the key to them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, now starting to use the bus stops with Olga. You know, because Olga, you know. Which is a nice, I like that, you know, that you can say, mm-hmm. Hey, I need some oak or I need some ore. It's just, you know.
And then plant it and then come back. Yeah, that was very nice. Because there's no way I was going to remember which island, what tree grew on. And no, definitely not.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've. Oh, I think I might have found all three secret chests on the mount, thanks to the drift. Oh, nice. Because there's one or two that are like behind a wall that doesn't have an opening. Like you have to go like the one drift about halfway up. Yes. If you got to go sideways like halfway up to the left, and it's just there. You suddenly float into the blackness and come out on the other end. It's like, ooh, you little tricky bits.
Yeah. There's a couple different hidden
places. And... Yeah.
It's like, what annoys me is that there's like some things where it's like, I can see it. It's right there. But you don't have the ability yet.
Right. Like the drift and stuff. It's like,
and they're in like really early areas. I'm like, I can float all the way over to that thing, but I still can't get the thing because I need to be able to like do some like dash upwards or something like that.
Oh it's yeah,
like,
there's come probably on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, early on, I forgot all those
what
islands.
What is it called? I think it's a bounce. I think is the skill.
There's a bounce, but the one that I think there also might be like a dash, but I'm not sure if that's a sideways dash. Either way, I think it's going to be a little bit wild before I get it.
The only one thing that is like, it's always, in all games, it's always been a pet peeve, is the keys. It's like, once you use the key, you don't have to use it anymore. Could you just take it out of my inventory? You know? It's sitting there. Mm-hmm. I go back to the keys area. They got 20 keys sitting there.
Yes. I was just looking at on the wiki at all of the items, and there's so like under K, it's just 8 million keys and then King Salmon. And that's all of the items that there are under K. It's a lot.
I didn't go to the treasure spot yet, nor did I go to the other place yet. The two places where you just get coordinates, you have to go.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
There were, I feel like at least one, if not two of those places were like way past where I could go based on what my upgrades were on the boat whenever I got the locations. Well, I hope I remember 80 hours later whenever I finally upgrade my boat.
Yeah, because I saw that at Albert's, there's an upgrade for Icebreaker on your boat. Put Icebreaker on your boat. I'm like, ooh, we're going in the Arctic. We're doing a Shackleford. Interesting.
That just keeps swelling open.
Yeah. Yeah, still having fun. I mean, tooling around. Turn the music off on the, I guess, I forget who's the seal with the bus stops. I can't think of his name now.
Oh, Alex.
Alex, right, not Alexander, Alex.
I think it was Alex.
And he was all depressed. Yeah. But the next time I saw him, I said, all right, turn the music back on. And he was all happy.
You got him to turn the music off?
Yeah, you can tell him to turn the music off.
What? That's my
what? Update. I'll have to try that out.
That's wonderful because, oh my goodness, the music. But if it makes him sad.
I love the music, though.
Yeah.
I got stuck.
If anything, I want the cabbage monkey to turn off his music.
I like it.
Or to stop showing up at my boat randomly. It's like I'm going to dock at this island, come back, and he's at my boat like, hey, you want to buy my stuff?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's like, no, I don't want to buy bottles from you. I already have like 50 bottles still.
But yeah, I guess one of her, I just popped up one of her errands has like 20 lightning in a bottles and something else. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll have to go collect that.
Have any of you picked up any treasure maps from fishing?
Yes. And I opened the map and I promptly forgot where I put it.
No,
it's in my inventory. I didn't write down the coordinates.
Yeah. I got a map. But I think like one map I got just maybe had like nothing really super helpful in it. But another one I got had one of the upgrades for the boat.
Oh, nice.
Forget what building, but it had like a just like a upgrade for one of the buildings.
One funny part or drawback, whatever you want to call it, about this game is, you know, you get a new building or whatever, or you know, you do something, and it's like, and you go through and you make everything fit, you rearrange everything, and then like the next day, it's like, okay, let me go to the where the hell is the kitchen?
Yes. I went all the way to that corner and it's down and around and the other way. Great.
I actually got to a point where I looked up like optimal layouts and one person had, and this was for a much bigger boat, but they put all the crafting places on the bottom level and then like they had like a little bit of a blank space and like a bunch of like, of course, like all the ladders and stuff stretching up. And then above that was all the houses. And then above that was like the trees and like some of the growing facilities and stuff.
That's cool.
And I found that helpful. Because when you get to the point where you're like, oh, I have all these buildings all like crammed in some weird combination, but I'm trying to catch lightning in a bottle and it keeps going to different floors and stuff. I'm like, no, I can't go and jump between levels fast.
Yeah, it can. You know, I mean, the perfect layout may screw up your climbing, you know, and your jumping things.
Yes.
It's like,
It's like everything's all Tetris deep and Tetris nice together, but like I can't get anything because I'm like
a lot. ladders don't light up.
Jumping onto ladders and hitting midway points.
A glide will help because now you can just sort of like get to the highest point and sort of just start gliding down. And just hopefully that counts. You don't have to be on, you know, a spot in order to pick up the bottle, not the bottles, but, you know, the glowy things. That's my best interpretation of it.
The glowy things.
No, it's a tool I asked me for fried chicken. I'm like, where am I going to get chicken in this?
Yeah. That's when he started asking for pork chops and fried chicken. I was like, okay, Madeline can't play this game of her own power anymore. So that's when I got on the wiki and I was like, what all do I need to make fried chicken? And then where do I find those things? And then it just said the islands where you can start getting some of the stuff. And I looked at the coordinates and I was like, oh, that's way out of my range for a while. So, okay, well, sorry, Atul, it's going to be several hours until you get in.
Yeah, I watched a streamer start playing this like early. It was early this year. And she was going on for like a couple weeks where she was like, I can't get you your chicken. I can't get to those places. Stop asking.
For the last time, I don't have any chicken.
Poor Atul.
Have some strawberries.
Yep. I made some popcorn. Corn isn't here anymore. Will you eat it? Yep. Oh boy, I love food. Thank you, Atul. I needed this positivity in my life today.
Yeah, but it's such a, with him, it's such a yin and a yang. Whenever he asks for that special food, you give him the special. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, it reminds me. Oh.
Yeah.
Always gives him a downer. It's like, oh.
Yeah. God. Atul.
But yeah. Enjoying it. Enjoying the hell out of it.
Good. Let's see. What else do we have? So what all spirits? You said Alice is the newest spirit on your boat.
Just picked up Alice, yeah. And got the orchard and the sheep pen for the wool. I guess mm-hmm. we'll just we don't kill the sheep. Oh no, we would kill pigs for the pork chops. So why was I associating the sheep with pork chops? Lamb chops. Oh. That's why.
Lamb chops. There you go.
You can't even get lamb in game. You can get beef.
Interesting. Yeah, for some reason I was associating. I immediately thought, "Oh, I got to get sheep for the pork chops." I'm like, "What the hell was I thinking that?" And then I got them, and I'm like, "Oh, they're sheep. They're not pigs. No, pork chops. Sorry." So good. Now I got to find chickens.
Find chickens. Yeah.
But I'm not like, you know, I don't think, Kevin, are you like, it's like when I'm moving around, it's like I'm not seeking out the storms or the other things. It's like, I've done that about 3 or 4 times. I've had my fill. Unless I need it, you know. Unless
the lightning storms for a tool?
The lightning storms and the other things.
The lightning storms, you just have to avoid it, or you could just tell him no.
And he doesn't get mad.
He doesn't get mad.
And this is a common. Sometimes it happens. Maybe it's just because of my.
Depending on your route, can happen a lot.
Like for the most part, most of the things are easier to avoid because most of them have like a direct symbol, like where Alice has the you basically have to like sail onto the hill, but for Atul, it's like basically any dark. Cloudy specific thing because there was like the rain clouds, which are the lighter gray, and then the dark gray, which is the thunder clouds.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah. You know, we're kind of short tonight, but anything else?
I'm trying to think. What else?
Anything else you want to share?
We got the song, yeah, mechanic, the oars. Is the now, I guess for those of you just curious, is it the fishing also location based? I hope it's not. I think it's, you know, just weather and time of day based, I hope.
So it's weather and time of day, but then also in the different regions, like,
oh, okay. So,
like,
yeah,
the fog lights. So like okay. In some areas with the fog and some areas with the ice, you can get different things.
Okay. So I haven't bumped into fog or ice yet. So okay.
Yeah. And then I think there's also those, there's also like the tuna fishing spots or something, which.
They'll mark with the big fish. Or,
But yeah, like a lot of stuff you just get by discovering it, but other stuff it's like, they'll forget. Could you even see the, no, or I think they, the game adds in the symbol for like specific spirits of like being able to collect stuff for an area. Once you actually get that spirit, otherwise you're just kind of like sailing through it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because there is one area where I got, which is further than. You are, but it had one of the starry areas, but there was nothing in it for a while until I got a specific spirit. And then I can actually do the event in it.
Mm-hmm. And I think even some of the islands, whenever you fish outside the islands, stuff that you can catch outside the islands will show up
when you look at
the islands on the map, too.
Oh, okay. I'll have to try that out.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, yeah. So, yeah, having fun.
Good.
I know it's coming, so I thought
not it was, emotionally devastated yet. Good.
No, I thought, you know, I thought when Summer didn't wake up and somebody comes, I forget who comes and tells you that Summer won't wake up, and I'm like, oh, no, here we go.
No, it's not. It's, well, usually you get a formal.
Like, goodbye. I gotta go. Okay.
Yeah. Usually you do.
Okay.
I won't say for everyone because unfortunately it's not the way for everyone, but usually you get a formal goodbye for the first several, anyway, you will.
Good.
So you'll know. Well, for next week, keep playing Spiritfarer. Next week is going to be week 4 of 7. So it's supposed to be, at least for our chat, the halfway mark. I have no idea
right
how far you would actually be through the game. It just depends on how fast you are at
it's going to be
quests, I guess.
When we get to 6 or 7 and it's like, oh my god, I have to finish it for next week. It's like,
yeah, and we'll be like play 20 hours this and week. Even,
yeah, and like even if like you were to have like said goodbye to like all the spirits or whatever, they're adding more. So it's not like it's over.
It's the never ending story. Without the sinking horse.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe with a sinking horse, I don't know. Yeah. You know, please play Sony. If you hear my please, could you just put how many hours you played a game in the game stats on your PlayStation? Good Lord. How tough is can that be? Huh.
Yeah, so keep playing Spiritfarer for next week.
Keep on chugging. Enjoy the hell out of it.
You can do it. If you want more Game Chat listeners, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Stitcher, and the Google Play Podcast under The Game Chat for all past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us on Twitter at @the_game_chat_chat. Instagram @TheGameChat and search for us on Facebook under Game Chat. Leave us a review or a question or topic for our current game and we might read it on the show. Email us at chatwithus@thegamechat.net. If you want to join the chat, you should email us at jointhechat@thegamechat.net or send us a picture of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. Come back next week where we're chatting about Spiritfarer more. So until then, thank you for listening, and we will chat at you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.